Good evening. Before I start, I just want to clarify, it's 4 years. Full. And I didn't plan to say it, but I also read a lot more Bible before I married Corey. So it's not only him, it's me also. So. Let me open my notes. First of all, I know everybody says that, and I know we all say it, but it's definitely true. It's really an honor to be here. It's a huge honor to be here. And as always, with all my heart, thank you so much. Thank you very much for your encouragement, for your support, prayers, and you know, for example, because this church is an example for me, and I had examples like that in my life, so it wasn't something very new for me, but you are the greatest example like ever. So thank you very much. And I wanted to start with reading the verse from the book of Psalms, Psalm 40, verse 5. It says, "Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us a word. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more that can be numbered." Last time I was standing here, we still lived in Łódź. It was 6 years ago, my last mission conference. I was here 4 years ago at the revival meetings, but 6 years ago at the mission conference. So last time I was standing here, we still lived in Łódź. So this is the first time I'm sharing my experience, my testimony from our work in Gdańsk. And it is because of that work I chose that verse, because God has shown me wonderful works in Gdańsk, and I am so grateful for that. So today I just wanted to praise Him and thank Him and glorify Him for His goodness and His generosity. I wanted to share with, like Marco said, y'all, how incredibly grateful I am to my God, my Savior. And like He showed me, He has shown me last year a guide. He was my guide, this whole transformation and the moving and everything. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit more. But going a little bit back, for those who don't know me, because this time I saw many, many new faces. So, and which is a great joy for me. We were in Łódź for 12 years, and I think we're both very grateful for that work. I hope we've learned a lot. We had seen life saved. We had our kids in that city, all of our kids, and we spent 12 years of our life over there. So basically we were like, we felt like even, I think we had like stable life kind of over there. But I would describe, when I think about those years, I would just describe them as a blessed struggle. And my husband says, ugly town, and I said, blessed struggle. That's the difference between us. Blessed, but yet struggle. Because the work was very hard, like building a church was very hard. It was 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. And it kept going and going. And whenever we were like so happy, we have like 5 people, 7 people, 10 people, something happened, either they moved or I don't know. So it was a struggle, because I think every missionary, I wanted to see a church built. Amen. And also for my kids, I'm not pretending it's not a thing. I wanted my kids to have church and other people than just us. So when we came back from revival meetings 4 years ago, we went with Corey for like a breakfast. I knew there's something like going on. Well, not that he's not taking me for breakfast very often, but this breakfast was... But he takes me like everywhere that I want, so he's very good. But he took me for, like on the breakfast, and we sat, and he said, I think we should move to another city. And I was perfect. I was like, you know what? I think I agree with you. I think it's a good idea. I even thought about that myself. This was for like maybe two weeks, and then I had like panic attacks at night, like almost like, what are we going to do? Like, this is such a crazy idea. And I talked to him like, you can't just decide like that, like out of the blue, and we're switching everything. So I wasn't that perfect after all. So, I was scared of starting everything from the, like, zero, from nothing. Right. And not that we have a lot, but, like, basically we had that stable life in Łódź. And I was just afraid. I was very, very afraid. And I needed a guide. I had my God, my Savior, but I could experience Him at that time as a guide. He said, go. I went. I didn't have much choice because I have that, I don't want to fight with God. I never wanted to fight with God. I still don't want to fight with Him. So for me, like being obedient or disobedient to God is not really a choice. I wanted to obey Him. So, and I try always to remember in the book of Amos, this is one of my favorite books, he says to his people, like, prioritize me, you know, put me in the first place and see, try me, see if I'm not going to shower you with blessing, if I'm not going to give you this and that. And I really try to remember about that in my life. So I said, okay, I'm going to put you first again, and I'm going to see how it's going to work out. And I listened to my guide. I listened to the Lord Jesus. And my guide not only told me, okay, go, good luck, see you later. But like John said yesterday, he's telling me in his word that he's going to be with me. He's not like the guy that stands like in front of like in an entrance like to like a park or a museum. He says like, we're going to go there. And he's staying in at the entrance, you know. He takes my hand and he goes with me. So I am very, very grateful for that. And you know what? We went to Gdańsk. We had no apartment. We had an apartment to rent. No jobs. No schools for kids. Nothing. And in instance, and I'm not saying it always happens like this, but he showed me that mercy. He showed my family that mercy. We found an apartment. We found jobs without even looking for the jobs. Job came to us, and not only us, but our coworker from church, Martin, he also got a job the same place that we did. We got schools for our kids, and we even got Christian friends from other church that kind of, they wanted to support us. They were a different church, but they wanted to support our work. So, like, really, really everything. God, my guide, he put, like, my puzzles, like life puzzles, together. And in His mercy, He showed me the wonderful works that He's talking about in this psalm. And more than everything that I mentioned, like apartment, jobs, and whatever, our desire was still to build a church. And it was hard because my thinking was, okay, nothing happened here, so we're going to go to the next city. And what if it's going to be that struggle again? What if I'm going to see some life saved, but like I'm not going to have church again, like the stable church? And that was my fear too. But He showed His mercy again, because really very quickly, he gave us people who got saved. He gave us people not only who got saved, but he stayed with us in the church. And he gave us men because he needed co-workers and brothers to meet, like for brothers meeting. He gave me women and I can meet with them. I can have Bible studies. He gave my kids children a church. So he blessed us again abundantly. And I asked God to bless this work. I told God, I don't have to see the fruit. Corey, he doesn't have to see the fruit. But I really wanted for my kids to see the fruit while they are kids. It's not that I was like dictating God what he has to do, but that was my desire, yes, for my kids to see that fruit while they are kids, because they sacrifice a lot too. They're in their country, they're half Polish, half American, so they have my family in Poland, but still this is sacrifice for them, because they have neither this family or that family, like in their city. So I wanted them to see, and I really wanted to see for brothers and sisters in this new church to see that fruit, like even more. And God gave that fruit. God gave that fruit, and I am so, so grateful. And I just wanted to share with you that God did that for us. And but after, bottom line, I would say, above all, I have a very strong conviction that it was all not about me. It was not about my brothers and sisters, who I love dearly from Gdańsk, and it was not even about my kids, who I love even more. But if you could open with me Isaiah 45. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, I would like to read verses starting from 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by the name, am the God of Israel. And verses 5 and 6, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Amen. I know in my heart and from the word of God that all that is not about me, and I'm fine with that. It's about the Lord. It's for me to know my Lord, to know him better. Not only as a God, as a Savior, as Lord, but as my guide. I think God used this situation and the work in Gdańsk and all the blessing for me to know him more as my personal guide, if I can say that. Yeah. And I am very grateful for that, because I think it was more than ever in my life. And I am very, very blessed about that. And my prayer for myself and for you and for my kids and for my husband and for my beloved brethren in Poland is that I can better trust my guide. Maybe next time when he sends me to the next... In a few years, okay? To the next place. Because I heard something, okay, the other day. So maybe next time when he sends me on a new assignment, I can have a better knowledge of him. I can trust him more. I can know him more. Thus, I can glorify him better. I can praise him better. I can just trust my guide. And maybe I can look back and what is mentioned in the book of Samuel 7:12, like with Ebenezer, the monuments that they would put, like that God was with them. I hope that I can look back and see these monuments in my life, And I can remember, okay, he was there. He was with me all the time. And I can look on my monuments. I hope I can look on your monuments. You can look on my monuments in different cities, in different stages of our life, and trust him better, and have less panic attacks next time, and praising him. So I just wanted to share this. I can know and I can trust my guide, and now I know you can know and you can trust your guide also.
Amen.